Hi lovers, this is Valerie. I do Lunch with the Girls, a fun, sexy, sassy podcast covering all kinds of topics about women's sexuality. Actually, men can learn a thing or two also. This podcast is a production of MySexualJourney.com, and the views expressed here may not necessarily be those of the owner. Today is Sunday, March 26th. Welcome to Episode 2 of Lunch with the Girls. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you subscribing and telling all your friends about my podcast. I'm having a blast with it. However, I would like to get more listener participation. So I'm going to pose this question, and you can answer it in one of two ways. Go to my podcast page, and you can email me at Lunch with the Girls. I will read some of the answers on my next episode, or click on Record Comments Online so I can play the audio on the next podcast. Then thousands of others can hear your voice, too. The question is, briefly describe your most interesting date. I think we might get some interesting answers. While you're there, add yourself to my mailing list or go to www.mysexualjourney.com so I can send you updates about what's new. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm off to work.
I'm gonna miss you.
Gonna miss you too.
When do you think you'll be home?
Oh man, sorry to say, but I have to work late.
That's too bad. I had plans.
Really? What plans?
Go look at the laptop screen. I pulled up something you may want to look at before you go.
Wow. Position of the week?
Yep.
Where'd you find this?
On the website, mysexualjourney.com.
My Sexual Journey?
Every week, mysexualjourney.com posts new sexual positions for couples to try. They also post a sex ed video of the month, and my personal favorite, the sex tip of the day. So every day I can log on and learn something new about our favorite subject.
Cool. So let's see. This position is called the lullaby. There's the pick and everything.
Yep. This one has 5 steps to make the position happen. Not too tricky for a pro like you.
Oh, thank you. So, when did you want to try this one out?
I was thinking tonight.
Tonight?
Uh-huh. Still working late?
No change of plans. I'll be home on time.
Good answer.
MySexualJourney.com, sex tip of the day, position of the week, and sex video of the month. Check it all out at MySexualJourney.com.
Our topic today is about body piercing. And as promised, I have my interview with Tori Michelle. She was very fun to talk to, and she goes into great detail about how her piercing has improved her sex life. If you have a topic you'd like for me to cover on a future podcast, please email me. Or if you have a story you'd like to tell, email me with that also. It's all good.
Let's talk, talk, talk until you talked yourself into the ground. Let's walk, walk, walk until you've taken me and danced around this love, 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 the one you never knew could be found. Let's talk, 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 talk.
Hi, this is Valerie. I'm with MySexualJourney.com, and our topic today is about body piercing. We're lucky to have Tori Michelle here. She's so cute. She's blonde, about 24, big blue eyes, and always smiling. She's got a beautiful complexion that I just bet you can't wait to get out on the beach this summer. Also, she has a belly ring and a tongue ring. Can you tell us about your tongue ring?
Yes, my tongue ring, I've had it for about 4 years now. Got it while I was on the beach in Panama City with my parents. Shocked the crap out of them. Did it in front of my little sister, setting great examples. Really didn't have a lot of experience and didn't have a mission whenever I got it. Just wanted to do it because I wanted to do it.
So it's kind of a rebel thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, kind of like, this is me, this is part of my life, and it's, you're going to like it or you're not. And
well, it's very cute. It's pink, about 3 shades of pink on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom, there's another bead that's teal.
Yes. I like to change colors sometimes with my outfits. I don't have anything like fuzzy or frilly yet.
Not saying I wouldn't like to have any. Actually, I almost bought one a couple of weeks ago. Whenever the income rolls in a little bit more, maybe I'll get some of those. But I've got probably about 10 different color beads. I've got metal and plastic. I like the plastic the best.
Because
it's best
a little
on
bit
the
lightweight.
Teeth. Yeah, better on my teeth. Considering I have nice teeth, I like to keep them that way. Got the metal is what they pierce it with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then I got my belly ring whenever I was 16, I believe. And just did that because it was cute.
Mm-hmm. Was your tongue swollen or sore when you did that?
Yes. Actually, it didn't hurt really bad whenever I got it done. The reaction on my sister's face is what scared me. However, it did swell a lot the next day. I had to eat mashed potatoes and gravy on the way home from Florida, considering it was all fast food. Stuck with KFC food. Slushes, smoothies, stuff like that, but very limited diet.
Okay, how long did it take you to get used to having it in your mouth?
As far as food and talking, probably about 4 days to a week and a half. I got SpaghettiOs stuck around it, Fruit Loops stuck around it, bit on it a couple of times.
Ouch.
Just really had to learn how to position your tongue whenever you talk. You totally have to learn how to talk again.
Okay. And then when did you discover other uses?
Well, whenever I got home, I really wasn't into oral sex. I'd been into it before, but who I was with just wasn't something I was interested in showing him or pleasing. And whenever I did, I really didn't know what I was doing with it. However, whenever I left him and got with my boyfriend now, I really liked him. He's really hot. He's really sexy. And we ended up getting intimate with each other. He ended up shaving his areas because I shave mine. I like to keep myself clean and nice cut. Ended up shaving his. And whenever we ended up getting into oral pleasure, I really started learning how to position my tongue, how to stroke the dick correctly with the tip of it, with the bead of my tongue ring, and really just totally expanded upon that and really did just blow up on it. It's totally been a life-changing experience for me. I never thought it would be.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's totally heightened my sexual experience. I love to give head. Call me crazy, but I love it. I'm good at it. I like doing it, and it's all about the tongue ring.
It sounds like your boyfriend likes it, too.
Oh, he thinks I'm awesome. He loves it. Never does he tell me no whenever I say, honey, can I suck your dick? He's always like, yes, please.
Yes.
He does never stop me.
So what other experience have you had as a result of that? Do you think it has, do you have oral sex more often?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Generally, about every time I have sex, I end up having oral pleasure with him because it's a nice starter. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just jump right into it. It's nice foreplay. I love foreplay. Foreplay's awesome. And it's just a part of it. And I like doing it. Like I said, I like doing it. And it's something I can do for him in addition to having sex. It's not, you know, redundant.
Right.
Just the same thing, you know.
So
it's a nice stimulant.
But it's just lengthened the whole situation. It hasn't taken away from any other part of it.
Oh, definitely not. Okay. No, it just makes it that much more pleasurable.
Okay. You mentioned that you used it on the tip of his dick. Could you explain how?
Yes, actually. What it is as I position my mouth around the dick, I end up positioning the ball actually right up at the tip of the dick. Whenever, say you're down on your knees, mm-hmm. on the underneath of it is where you get the most pleasure from the tongue ring. So I position it up towards the tip as I stroke down it, and I stay in that crease.
Okay.
Like, in that little crease there. Because it heightens the experience. However, whenever we do 69, he still gets pleasure out of it. It's just not as intense as it is from below.
Uh-huh.
So you just really get a better response and reaction off of his face and a better orgasm off of having the ball on the underneath of the dick.
Right, okay. So how do you see yourself getting any other rings in the future, any more piercings, or
I really hadn't thought about it until today, actually, and I don't say that I wouldn't ever get one, nothing in my mind right now. However, I would possibly consider getting my clitoris pierced, something you can do, you know, try it out. I think it'd probably be pretty pleasureful. I might end up getting myself off a couple of times just by walking or so, which could be awesome, not a bad thing. But definitely would consider it. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. It's something I can always get rid of if I end up not liking it.
Well, that's very true. So with the oral part of your sex life, what percentage of is your, how important is it to you? What percentage of your sex life is oral, would you say? You say it's part of the foreplay, and but with a previous lover, it was almost non-existent. With this lover, it seems to be a big part. And you're, is that a result of the ring? Is that...
Actually, I'd have to say that oral pleasure in our sex life is probably 45% of it, considering those certain times of the month that things aren't so great for me.
Mm-hmm.
That results a lot in oral pleasure. And then, generally before, you know, I'm sometimes I don't, just, you know, to kind of throw them for a loop. But for the most part, I will.
Right.
So I'd have to at least say 45%.
Uh-huh. Okay. Toy Michelle, how do you prepare for oral sex? Are there any rituals that you go through?
No, actually, I don't have any preparation techniques at all. I just get a crazy thought in my mind and think I want to get a little sexual nasty, maybe, and just go for it, you know? Maybe I'll tease him and make him think I'm just kissing him and end up going down, or I might start it before he gets in the shower, you know, unexpectedly whenever he's taking his clothes off. There's no preparation as far as mental or anything like that. It's very sporadic, spontaneous, and doesn't need to be any situation. Like, it can be in the car, it can be in front of the football game, it can be while he's playing the guitar, while he's getting in the shower.
I have to ask you, where's the craziest place you've ever had oral sex?
The craziest place I've ever had oral sex would be in a car on a 3-hour trip, and just couldn't stand sitting in the seat doing nothing, and just watching stuff go by, and really just wanted to knock the socks off of him, so gave him oral pleasure in the car, gave him head there. It was awesome, totally didn't expect it, got an awesome reaction off his face, obviously he was able to get off. And it was kind of awkward, though, like, getting over the component there in between you, the consult.
Automakers really don't take that into consideration.
What, giving head in the car?
Right. They put that steering wheel right there.
Oh, no, they don't. It's like, can't you, I don't know, not leave the steering wheel there? Can't you have them just, like, think where they're going and they just get there? It was definitely spontaneous. He totally enjoyed it, totally unexpected. But it's really hard. It really is hard. It's not easy at all. You know, that console is, like, digging in your ribs. Unless you can, like, get yourself positioned up high, and then you've got your butt sticking out the window, and people are going, what in the world's going on in that car?
Oh, they know.
So, yes, they do. But I don't think the car makers take that into consideration.
Back to the piercing. Do you think you would ever let it grow back? Like, you know, like, if you don't keep the ring in your ears,
yeah,
they'll grow back.
Maybe when I'm, like, 80 years old, and... No, really, I can't say right now I would. However, if I took on a different profession and absolutely had to, maybe. However, you can generally keep it out for, a day, a couple of days, and it won't grow back, but...
Okay.
If the situation was necessary, maybe. However, it's such a part of my life right now, and I enjoy it so much that I'm going to say no. Because it's fun. I like it. It's a part of me.
Well, thank you for your time today.
Not a problem.
This has been a very interesting subject. So many people are getting piercings right now, and I think a lot of women are, on the fence about it, mm-hmm. not quite sure. What advice would you give any women out there that are thinking about it, and maybe they're afraid it's going to hurt, or they're afraid that people are going to not like it on them?
Suck it up. Seriously. If you want your sex life to be just a little bit more interesting, or it does so much for you, and you bite your tongue probably more often, and it hurts more than it would to get your tongue pierced. So I say suck it up. Stop being a pussy and go for it. Seriously.
Hey there.
Welcome home.
That dress looks fantastic. Did you want to go out tonight?
No, I thought we'd eat in. What's in the box?
A special something for you.
Can I see?
Of course.
52 weeks of naughty nights? Wow, scratch cards, tips on foreplay? This'll be fun. Where did you get it?
MySexualJourney.com. They have a great store that's full of romantic ideas, fun gifts, and playful toys for sexy couples like us.
I have a secret. You're not the only one around here that shops at the store at MySexualJourney.com.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you buy?
I suppose I can give you a peek.
A G-string panty made of candy? We may have to skip dinner.
Baby, this is your dinner.
That was Tori Michelle's story. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss out on any future topics that we cover. And check out my website at www.mysexualjourney.com. Thank you for listening, and come often.
Shy boy, don't say goodbye, boy. You just might need a little help in the art of conversation. In time, boy, you will be mine, boy. You irresistible, kissable you. It's time to stop this flirtation. End the conversation. You don't need to be shy with me. Shy boy, now you're my boy, and you're not so shy anymore. You know what I mean. You're not so shy.